say your name, your home country, country of origin, and your role here at the ICTR.
Okay.
So go ahead when you're ready.
So my name is Philippe Larochelle. I am from Montreal, Canada. And my role here at the ICTR is that of co-counsel in the defense team of Jérôme Bichamumpaka, a man who is currently accused before the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda.
I'd like you to tell us your timeline with the ICTR. I believe you've been involved here for a number of years, so it could be the different cases that you've worked on, if there are more than one, and then the number of years. When did you first become involved here?
I was called to the bar in 1998, and 3 years after I was called to the bar, I was about to start working in a big firm in Montreal, where I received an offer from a lawyer who was involved in my current case to come here and to meet with Mr. Bichamumpaka at the pre-trial stage, where we had to basically interview the accused and obtain information from him. So that was in 2001. I started then as a legal assistant. You have to know that every defense team is composed of one lead counsel, one co-counsel, and three other people, which are a mix of investigators and legal assistant. Investigators doing the investigations and legal assistant doing the legal work. But that being said, legal investigators sometimes do the investigations. Legal assistants sometimes do some investigations, and the opposite is also true. So my role here really started and was supposed to be a week long, and I was thrilled by the idea of seeing that trial through. Mr. Bichamumpaka was the Minister of Foreign Affairs in Rwanda in 1994. He was appointed to that position on 9th April 1994. And I tried, when returning back home, to negotiate with that big firm to be able to take that case and to work for them. It didn't work, so in the end I simply renounced my offer there. And since then, I am working in the case of Bichamumpaka, and the lead counsel in our team dramatically passed away in 2005. And at that point, I had been appointed as a co-counsel in another case. But since I had a very good knowledge of the case of Bichamumpaka, I was asked whether I would come back into that team and finish that case, which I accepted. While here, I was also involved in other cases. I was involved in the case of, I am currently involved in the case of Andrine Ntagirura. Andrine Ntagirura was a minister also in Rwanda, and Mr. Ntagirura was acquitted in 2004. Mr. Ntagirura, since his acquittal, lives in a so-called safe house here in Arusha, away from his family, away from his friends, and he doesn't have a job, and he cannot pursue any studies. So I'm trying to find a home country for Mr. Ntagirura, because the ICTR has been completely inept at doing so. There was a request that was sent to Canada, to which Canada never answered. So we're pursuing the case of Mr. Ntagirura currently before the Federal Court of Canada and before the Appeals Chamber of the ICTR, because he's been now, it's going to be soon, 5 years since his acquittal. So we're trying to resolve that situation. I'm trying, actually, with other friends, other lawyers who work on a pro bono basis in that case, to find a home country for Mr. Ntagirura. But we can come back later on that topic. So at this moment, I am the co-counsel in the Bichamumpaka defense team, and the trial finished in June of this year. We are currently writing the final brief, and we will present our oral arguments at the beginning of December, following which we will be waiting for the judgment.
And then, are there other cases that you have worked on as well?
I was involved shortly before the ECCC, that's the special courts before the Cambodian tribunals. I had a brief mandate which I was not able to reconcile with my duties here, so I did not continue there. But I'm currently representing some victims before the ECCC, so I may see a bit of work there eventually.
Were there other cases before the ICTR that you've been involved in?
I was doing some criminal law back home, civil law.
Here at the ICTR, have you been involved in any other cases? You mentioned briefly that you were on another case. I wasn't sure.
Yes. Basically, what happened is that to be a counsel or a co-counsel in any given defense team, you need 10 years. You need to justify 10 years of bar call. And at some point, they changed that to 7 years. And this is when they changed that rule, then I received an offer to be involved in a different case in the so-called Butare trial, which has six defendants. And I was asked by a lawyer from Burkina Faso called Maître Passeré to be his co-counsel in the defense team of a man called Désiré Ayo. But this was a very short duty because on my first day of assignment in that trial, my Maître Godreau, the lead counsel in Bichamoubaka at the time, passed away. So I only appeared for a day, and then I switched back to my previous mandate, which is that of Bichamoubaka.
So if I may go back in time, so I'm going to switch gears a bit here and ask you where you were in the spring of 1994.
The spring of 1994. Well, I don't remember. I was back home. Spring of 1994. I was studying at Laval University, where I studied. I do not remember exactly at what stage of my studies I was, but I was back home in Quebec City, where I lived all my childhood.
Do you remember when you first heard about the events in Rwanda in the spring of 94?
I remember hearing and following up what was happening in Rwanda, but I could not give you an accurate date as to what I heard. Where did I hear it? What were people saying? What media? No. I mean, it's going to be 20 years soon. And in fact, working so intensively on other material, dealing with what happened in Rwanda in 1994, I think also makes it very difficult for me to remember what my first contact was with that dramatic event. I remember, because I've been always following international news, so I know I read about it and I was following it up. But what and where and when and what impression I got at the time, that I'm sorry to say, I don't remember.
So when you worked here at the ICTR and you're now head counsel?
No, co-counsel.
Co-counsel. So can you explain some of your responsibilities as co-counsel?
I came back in the Bichamoubaka team just before we started presenting our defense. So that means at that time, the responsibility was getting ready to present some evidence. So basically lead the defense witnesses through their testimony. What's interesting is that these are people that I had myself interviewed because as the legal assistant, I had myself done the groundwork of finding these people, meeting them, getting statements from them, preparing them to come and testify in Arusha, and the turn of events eventually made it so that I myself examined most of these witnesses. So these were my primary responsibilities at the time, and at this point now we are trying to figure out from this massive amount of evidence. We have over 400 days of trial, over 1,000 exhibits, dozens of witnesses. So we're trying to put that in order and present our case to the judges at the beginning of December.